During a Wednesday conference at the Israeli parliament, European Union envoy Lars Fabre Anderson strongly criticized Israel for destroying Palestinian homes in the occupied West Bank. 91 of the structures demolished in the first 6 months of 2016 were funded by the EU. But Palestinians believe the EU's criticism is not enough and are calling on the European bloc to take practical steps against Israel's illegal measures.
The problem is that the European just criticized Israel on this issue. They didn't take any steps in order to make Israel pay for the destruction. And this is not just the first time. If we go back to 2000, yani Israel almost destroyed all the infrastructure that has been funded by the international community. Israel has immune from any punishment or any international steps that can be taken against it. They are immune by the United States, by Europe.
A recent report by the Israeli NGO B'Tselem revealed that only in the first half of 2016, Israel has razed 168 Palestinian houses in Area C, which accounts for 60% of the whole West Bank and is under full control of Israel. This is more than the annual average for the past decade except 2013. Commentators say that Israel keeps pushing Palestinians to leave Area C to pave the way for more land grab and prevent Palestinians from establishing the long-dreamed Palestinian state there.
Israel is creating new facts on the ground, and these facts for Israel are irreversible facts, which means that the only choice for Israel is to destroy any chance to reach a two-state solution, which will allow the Palestinians to establish their own independent state on the borders of 1967 with Jerusalem as its capital.
At the end of the day, Palestinian experts say Israel will go on with its policies of home demolitions, land confiscation, and settlement expansion, as long as they know the EU and the rest of the international community would only ask them to respect international laws. Israeli authorities have lately increased demolishing Palestinian structures to force them out of their land for the sake of expanding Israeli settlements and going ahead with the construction of a separation wall in the occupied West Bank. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.